Good morning, everyone. Can you please take your seats as we start our service? Good morning. Happy Men's Day. Our morning announcements conclude as Sunday school every Sunday at 9 a.m. Bible study on Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Classes begin at 5:30. Doors open at 5 o'clock. In person and in Zoom. Tithes, offerings, and benevolence may be put in the box as you enter the sanctuary and after the sanctuary. March announcements. March 18th. Bible study is canceled for Wednesday, March 18th. March 26th to March 28th, Pearl Singleton Retreat. March 29th, Baptist Fellowship of Bloomington, Illinois, Joint Communion Service, starting at 2 p.m. at Mount Pisgah Missionary Baptist Church. Upcoming events, Community Good Friday Service on April 3rd, 2026. Baptist Fellowship of Bloomington will be having Good Friday Service here at Union at 12 p.m. April 5th, 2026, three institutional walk-around offering. Starting April 5th, walk-around offering during morning service will be reinstituted, Online giving through Good Friday will remain an option. The UMBC Care Ministry. The purpose of UMBC Care Ministry of our church is to strengthen relationships within our congregation by providing spiritual support, emotional support, and supportive presence as needed by our congregation. Come one, come all. You are invited to Vacation Bible School. June 15th to June 19th from 5:30 to 7:15. Reigning with Purpose, 1 Peter 4:10. Daily topics would be care for myself, care for my relationships, care for my world, care for my finances, and care for my gifts. Questions, please contact Sister Cynthia Johnson. Easter program announcement. From darkness to dawn, please join us Sunday, April 5th, 2026 at 9 a.m. for the Sunday School Department Annual Easter Program. This year's theme is From Darkness to Dawn. Everyone is invited to celebrate our risen Savior. Light refreshments will be served immediately following the program. And our last announcement is for the Mighty Man of Union. Let's play ball, gentlemen. UMBC Men's Ministry Activity Day. All men are invited to attend an ISU baseball game Saturday, May 2nd, 2026 at 3 p.m. at Duffy Base Field, 700 Gregory Street, Norman, Illinois. Free admission, free parking. Come out and fellowship with the Mighty Men of the Union. For any questions, you can contact me, Brother Jeremiah Kamara, at 309-433-4947 or at kamarajeremiah@yahoo.com. Thank you and God bless.
Good morning, Union.
Good morning.
Y'all a little tired this morning. Come on. It's time to praise the Lord. That's what we're here for. Let's give our Lord a hand clap of praise. Welcome and good morning to you on this Men's Day celebration. Ain't it good to be in the house of the Lord today? In that first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 16, verse 13, Paul ends with a conclusion and he exhorts them. He said, watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all you do be done with love. That was his admonition that we as men need to stand up in the body of Christ and show what strength is all about. So we appreciate your clapping, your praise and all that, but we stand to represent a risen Lord who's given us the strength to be the man that he called us to be. So that's what we're going to do on today. God bless him. So pray with these men as they lead us in song, as they lead us in worship today, and pray for them that they may be the men that God has called for them to be. Amen. I'm going to ask that you stand with me as we begin our service, and we're going to open with the Lord's Prayer today. So if you would stand and follow with me as it's displayed on the screen, we will start with the Lord's Prayer. Let us begin. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us not. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen. Amen. If you will remain standing, and we're going to do our opening scripture, which comes from Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40. Let us begin. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love God and love others. Amen. You may be seated now as I turn it over to the men's ministry, who will have a brief opening for us to give us a summary of the men's ministry. Deacon Wilson.
Good morning, church family. I'm here to give a summary of the men's ministry and some of the activities and give you a little information about what the men are striving to do in the name of God. Union Men's Baptist Church, the men's ministry is composed of all the male members of the UMBC congregation. The men's ministry is responsible for setting an example for men and young men in the areas of spiritual conduct, character, Bible study, and leadership roles held within the church. The district and state layman programs are also supported by our local men's ministry. The men's ministry plans events and activities that involve all the men of the church and the entire congregation, while also participating with other ministries within the church body. This ministry plans the annual Men's Day programs, which include scheduling male chorus rehearsals, organizing outings, activities, and events. The men's ministry also works with the pastor to coordinate activities and events which focus on fellowship and the spiritual growth of all males who attend Union Missionary Baptist Church. So we thank you, and we just ask for your support as we go forward. Amen.
Everybody stand for our devotional reading for today, please, if you can. I'll be reading from Psalms 23, King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lay down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou art present at the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Word of God for the people of God.
You all bear with me, I'm a little slow. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Thank you for another Men's Day celebration. Now let's bow our heads for a little prayer. Thank you for your word that gives us strength in the time of weakness. Teach us how to live in obedience to your will. Grant us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in order that our lives might be a blessing to the world. Forgive us when we fall short of your expectations, and continue to teach us how to walk in conformity of your will for our lives. Bless us in the blessing we stand in need of. Help us to grow stronger in another day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Devin's going to start us off with a clap and a stomp. We want you to help out with that. We're going old school.
Well, there's a lily in the valley, bright as a
morning star.
Oh, the lily
in the valley,
in the valley,
bright as the morning star.
Oh, there's a lily
in the valley,
in the valley,
in the
valley,
bright as the morning star.
Oh,
amen,
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 amen. Well, oh, there's a joy
in the valley.
Oh, there's joy,
joy
in the valley. Oh, there is joy,
joy
in the valley.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Y'all don't fool around and I done got happy. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice. Is there anybody in the building? God has brought you out. He's healed your body. He's up. He's took enemies. Then you ought to say it with me. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Y'all, excuse me. It's just always appropriate to take a praise break. Amen. Amen. Has God been good to you? Has God been good to you? Don't fool me now. Has God been good to you? Amen. Amen. We praise God. I'm excited about this Men's Day. Amen. 2026. And aren't the men doing a fantastic job? Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for our men on today. Amen. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. And let's be honest, it's thunder and lightning, and some folk heard it and say, I'm staying at home. But you're not one of those. Amen. And I thank God that you got up and weathered the storm. You literally came through the storm and been through the storm, and you made it. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming on out today. Just want to, all the only announcement that I have today is, is just a reminder, you may have heard it, we won't have Bible study in person or on Zoom this week, the 18th, amen, amen, we won't have it this week. And then also, a reminder, I know you heard it, we'll have the walk around, reinstituting the walk around offering. The reason why is I was looking at it, and I believe COVID hit 2020, amen. And it's 2026, and there are some adults now and some young people who have never at Union experienced offering because we had the box back there. Amen. Amen. So we want to make sure that we bring that back so parents, grandparents, and uncles can discuss that. What we're doing, and we can explain the importance and the spiritual significance of giving unto God. Amen. Amen. Because we can say it, but it's always good to have a visual. Amen. 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 So we're doing that as a Christian education tool to bring that back because God has blessed us. And it's appropriate for me to say that is because do y'all remember in 2020 we had Men's Day and then the next day they shut it down. Amen. 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 So now we're going to reinstitute it on Easter Sunday as a Christian education tool. Amen. Amen. To remind us of what offering is. And then it makes us easier for us to remind each other the significance and the biblical significance of giving our tithes and our offerings. Amen. 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 Thank you for working with your pastor. I love working with you. Amen. Y'all ain't made me mad this year yet. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm looking back. Y'all ain't made me mad yet. Amen. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I'm going to follow this. I'm going to follow this. This said, why y'all laughing at me when I said that? Amen. Amen. Pastors reflect. All right. We're preparing our hearts and minds for prayer.
Do my part.
But when it's all over, all I want to do is see God. But you know, I know you know just what I need. Lord, bless me. Lord, bless me. Cause you know you know just what I need. Lord Jesus Almighty Father, bless me. Lord Jesus Almighty Father, bless me. Lord Jesus Almighty Father, bless me. You know just what I need.
It's prayer time, y'all. It's prayer time. I'm going to ask for those who are able, if you'll stand with me as we petition the throne of mercy.
Jesus,
Lord
Almighty,
Jesus,
Father
Almighty,
bless me.
Let's focus our hearts and our minds on God as we petition. Lord, Father God, we thank you so much for another opportunity to call on your name on this morning, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, dear Father, for allowing us to rise this morning and gather together, dear Lord, to just recognize that, dear Lord, without you, we are nothing. And Father, so therefore, we want to thank you from every blessing, dear Lord, that you've delivered us to us, dear Lord, from our earliest existence on the day. And we want to thank you, dear Father, for the very breath that we spend right now, dear Lord, considering all of your goodness. Father God, we thank you for your presence in this place on today, Lord God. We pray that you would move in us and among us, Lord God, bringing that very blessing that we plead for right now, Lord God. Father God, we pray that you would bless every man, woman, and child represented in this place, Lord God, for you indeed know our needs right now, Lord God. Father God, we pray that you would touch us as only you are able. We pray for every family represented in here today, Lord God. We pray for your blessing on the men that we might stand, dear Lord, to be strong, dear Father, and to walk in love and unity as you call us to be, that we might be a shining example of what your power can do in those, dear Lord, who depend on you, oh God. We pray, dear Father, even for the women on today, dear Lord, that we might stand in unity, that they may stand behind us as men, Lord God, praying for us and strengthening us and lifting us up as you know what we need, Lord God. We pray, dear Lord, for unity in the body of Christ. Lord God, we pray for your blessing on our pastor, Dr. U.D. Williams, on today. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon him, dear Father, as he leads us, dear Father, by your power, by your guidance, and by your spirit. Please continue to bless him and his household, Lord God, that he might be about your business each and every day, Lord God. And we pray for Reverend Stewart today, who will bring us the word today, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch his heart and his mind, dear Lord, that he might deliver an uncompromising word, dear Lord, that we might be edified on today, that we might run a little while longer in this race that we call life, Lord God. by representing you well. Oh, Lord God, there are many prayer requests right now, dear Father, on the hearts of your people, Lord. And Father, you know I can't utter them all, Lord God, but I know and I trust that you know. So we pray that you are touching a mighty way right now, Lord God. We pray that you will bring healing, dear Father, to those who are sick. We pray, Lord God, that you will bring clarity of thought and direction to those who are a little confused in their mind right now, Lord God. We pray that you would heal discord in families, Lord God. We pray that you will bring couples together, Lord God, that they may love and represent you. Lord God, we pray, dear Lord, that you would heal us of all anger, Lord God, that is not rooted and grounded in the righteousness of God. We thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Father. Oh, Lord, we glorify your name on today, and we pray for your continued blessing on this service, Lord God, where we give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory today. Oh, Lord, it's in the mighty name of Christ Jesus that we pray. Let every heart say together, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated as I turn it over to the hands of our pastor who will introduce our speaker for this morning.
Amen. My task again is to come before you and introduce our speaker for today, Reverend David Stewart. Amen. 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 Let's give God a hand clap of praise for our guest speaker. Amen. He is a friend of mine, known him since my early teenage years. Amen. Known him. And then he matriculated and he pastored Mount Emory in Jacksonville, Illinois. And the Lord blessed him with a job. I believe Mattoon, is he still at Mattoon? Mattoon. He's over the computers there at the college there in Mattoon. And he stepped away from that. And he stepped away from the pastorate and he went to that because of the traveling and things of that nature. So God has blessed him. And I want to say hello, Sister Stewart. Can you raise your hand? Amen. That's his beautiful bride there. Amen, Sister Stewart. He hasn't said anything about it in the last couple of years, so I think he's forgiven me. But they know my wife because me and my wife were dating, and she ran college at Illinois College Track. And she went and matriculated, and then they received an invitation to the wedding. And we were good friends then and stuff, and we never told him that we were dating and things of that nature. He said, why didn't you tell me, amen, that you were dating my member? And I told him, I said, well, you know, the way to have business is to keep folk out of it, amen, amen. So that's my friend. I can say it like that, amen, amen. And he called me low down, amen. You low down. Amen, amen. But I didn't want her to be treated and loved like she was, which she was. She was treated very well, and those friendships still exist to this day, but not based upon me, but based upon her own character and their character and their relationship. Amen. Everybody may not do it that way, but that's just the way us Williams is. We do it. Amen. Amen. We love and we stand up on our own merit and allow God to open doors for us. Amen. Amen. So we thank God. We go back years and we're excited about a mighty word. He is now currently helping his pastor at Antioch in Decatur. Amen. The historical Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. He's an assistant associate there in Decatur, Illinois. Amen. Amen. After the song, we'll put you in the hands of Pastor Stewart. Amen.
Guys, well, that's a little loud. Ooh. Guys, switch up on y'all a little bit.
Never needed the Lord before.
Oh, we
sure do need him now.
Oh, yeah. Oh Lord,
sure you need him now.
Oh yeah,
we ever needed the Lord before.
Oh, we
sure do need him now. We need him every day and every hour. If we ever needed the Lord before. Lord.
Oh, we
sure do need him now. Oh, we sure do need him now.
Oh, Lord. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Because I went to church every Sunday growing up. I wasn't like these new, my mama wasn't like these newfound parents today. Junior, you want to go to church? I didn't get a choice. In fact, we had to go to Sunday school.
Yes, sir.
We had to go to morning worship. We had to go to BTU.
Yeah.
Some of y'all laugh because y'all remember that.
Yeah.
In fact, I went to so much church growing up. We went to evening service.
Uh-huh.
And like your pastor, I had a parent that was in a quartet group. And we after evening service, we had to go to another church and sing. I had so much church in me, I'll never forget in my science class in junior high in the eighth grade, we were studying British thermal units. And the teacher finally asked a question that I could answer. He said, "What is BTU?" I said, "E." He said, "Brother Stewart, what is BTU?" I said, "Baptist Training Union." Sermonic, a thematic text comes out of Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 40, and we already have read that. Our sermonic text comes out of 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. 1 Samuel chapter 18. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, beginning at verse 1, the word of God reads, "And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day, and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David, and his garments even to his sword and to his bow, to his girdle." That concludes our reading. And I want you to help me with an old song. I know they say, "I need you every hour, every day and every hour." But I come from the old school. And we sing it like this. "I need I come late in the midnight hour. as we sit around your throne of grace this morning, God, we come standing in the need of prayer. Help us now, God, to deliver this word that you have given. The people need a word from heaven. Speak now, God, for your servants are listening. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Imagine for just a moment if you were driving down a dark road late at night. Up ahead, you see a car pulled over on the shoulder and in the ditch. The hood is up, signal lights are flashing. A man is standing beside the car waving his hands, trying to get somebody's attention. Now, let's be honest. Most of us will slow down just enough to look, see who it is, and then keep on driving. We might say to ourselves, somebody else gonna stop and help them. Well, that ain't my problem. I don't want to get involved. Or something like, no, there's some crazy folks out there. I ain't stopping. And before long, that man is still standing there, yet hundreds of cars have passed by. But now let me ask you something. What if that man standing beside that broken down car was your brother? Would you keep on driving? What if that man standing beside that broken down car was your son? Would you keep on driving? What if that man beside that broken down car was your best friend? Church, would you keep on driving? No, you wouldn't have kept on driving. You pull over. You wouldn't even get out of your car. And you'd ask them, what's going on? What happened? And what can I do to help? Why would you do all of that? It's simply because when somebody belongs to you, you don't leave them stranded. You look out for them. You help them. You stand right there by their side. And that raises a question this morning. And it's been hanging in the air since the beginning of the Bible. When God asked Cain where his brother Abel was, and Cain responded and asked the question in Genesis chapter 4 verse 9, the question we all know, he asked, am I my brother's keeper? Now, brothers and sisters, Cain asked God that question like it was ridiculous for God to ask where his brother was. In other words, he throw him back in God's face. Am I responsible for Abel? Is it my job to watch him? Am I on Abel monitor 24/7? Do I always have to care for his every being? And here's the catch. Cain asked the question like the answer would have come back no. But if you keep on reading the Bible, if you keep watching how God works, if you keep paying attention to how God expects his people to live, we discover something powerful, saints. The answer has always been yes. And that's what I want to preach about this morning. My brother's keeper. And if that's you, say yes. I am my brother's keeper. You see, saints, God designed his people to look out for one another. He designed us to care for one another. He designed us to stand with each other. And one of the clearest pictures of that kind of love is found in the relationship between Jonathan and David. Yes, yes, right here in 1 Samuel chapter 18, Jonathan shows us what it looks like when a man decides, I will be my brother's keeper. First thing I want to point out to you this morning about a brother's keeper is a brother keeper loves his brother. Yeah, I said it. And I'm 100% man. The only thing funny about me is my friends. I used to have a saying, I like cheese. But I'm not a rat. I like men. But not like that. But a brother keeper loves his brother. The text says in 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 1, and it came to pass that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Their souls were knit together. And that word knit suggests it was something that was woven together tightly. Jonathan didn't just admire David. He loved him, the Bible says, as his own soul. Now watch the context here. David had just defeated Goliath in chapter 17. The whole nation was celebrating David. Songs were being sung about David, about how Saul killed his thousands, but David had killed his 10,000s. But Jonathan was Saul's son. And somebody missed that. Jonathan being Saul's son was the heir to the throne. Most people in Jonathan's shoes and in Jonathan's position would have simply been jealous of David. Most people would have seen him as competition. But here's the key, saints. Jonathan didn't see David as a rival. He saw David as a brother. Lord help us today. Because when you are a brother's keeper, you don't measure people by how much of a threat they are to you. You measure them by the love that you all share together. Second thing is I move expeditiously through this message. Not only does a brother's keeper love his brother, but a brother's keeper supports his brother.
Yes.
Look at verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 says, then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. Verse 4 says, and Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David. Y'all hear that? He took his robe off and he gave it to his brother. He wasn't upset. He wasn't mad. He wasn't angry. He was not jealous of David. In fact, he loved him so much, he took his robe off and gave it to David. Not only did he give him his robe, but the Bible tells us that he gave him his armor, he gave him his sword, and he gave him his bow. But I want you to understand, and I kept emphasizing the robe, because I want you to understand the significance of the robe. The robe wasn't just clothing. It wasn't just a covering. The robe represented royalty. The robe represented his position with his father. He was a child of the king. And you know what comes along with being a child of the king? The blessings of being in the kingdom. He was royal. Jonathan was the king song. And I know y'all ain't shouting over this because you think I'm just talking about Jonathan, but I'm talking about you and me up in here, up in here, up in here. Because the thing is, we don't have to kowtow to nobody. We don't have to look up to nobody because we look to the hills from which cometh our help. I don't care what your title is. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how many people you know downtown, uptown, or around town. Baby, you need to know that I'm a child of the king. Anybody else in this place this morning thankful that you're a kingdom kid? Jonathan was the king's son. The robe represents his position. It symbolizes his authority and his future power. But Jonathan took it off and gave it to his brother and placed it on David. In other words, Saint Jonathan was saying, David, I know who I am because of my relationship to my earthly father. My earthly father is a king.
Yes.
So I know that I'm heir to that throne. But what Jonathan was telling David was, David, I see that God has his hands on you. I see what God is doing through you. I see what God wants to do through you. David, I see the power of God all over you, and I want to support you as my brother. I'm not threatened by your calling. Ain't that a friend that ain't jealous of you, don't have to hang on you, and don't have to smile in your face, yet they stabbing you in your back? But they're supporting you, they're loving you, they're helping you, and they're elevating you. Saints, that's the way it's supposed to be down here. Amen. That's the way. That ain't just in 1 Samuel 18. That's in Bloomington, in Union Missionary Baptist Church. That's in Antioch, and that's in every church. That we have to support each other. And half the time, we don't want to support it except our name is on it. We don't want to support it unless we running it, or we the head Negro in charge. Pastor Williams, we got pastors that come into a new church and they'll tear everything down so they can rebuild it with their names on it. And Dr. Lewis Malone from Rockford, Illinois, used to be president of the Baptist General State Convention of Illinois. When he came in, he said, I don't intend to tear down what was built before me. Because the Bible says, except the Lord builds the house, they that labor in vain. And God showed us from the Old Testament to the New that he don't tear everything else down. He just builds on top of it. That's how we got to 66. Over 150 years. The first man never knew the last man who wrote the Bible, but guess what? God took it all together and wove it as it was one story about his love. What if? Mark had to tear down everything Matthew already wrote. What if Mark tore down what Matthew and Luke wrote? What if John had to tear down what Matthew and Luke, Peter and Paul have written in the Word? We wouldn't have the Bible. God can use everybody. God can use anybody. And God can use anything. If he used the donkey, he can use me. And you know what? Some of the times we put some weights on our own self that God never put on us. We try to prove to people who we are and whose we are. Baby, you better already know who you are and whose you are. Because if you're waiting on man to try to qualify you, you already messed up. You gotta be like Jonathan. I know who I am. I know I'm a child of the king. I know I'm an heir to the throne. But that's all right. I still can support my brother. When your brother is rising, you don't pull him down. You lift him up. When your brother is rising, you don't push him down. You push him forward. When your brother is doing good, you don't try to dog him out. No, saints, you are supposed to encourage him. In fact, the world would be a whole lot better, especially even in the church, if we would celebrate what God is doing in our brothers' lives instead of throwing hate and dirt and spitting venom at our brother. We need to love them. We need to support them. We need to encourage them. Especially in the pulpit. The saints, when I watched on TV, when the officer had his foot, his knee on George Floyd's neck, and I heard him calling out to his mother, and I looked at the officer. He had no regard for human life. Tears rolled down my face right there on the couch while I was watching the news. I was immediately heartbroken I was so angry, tears just rolling down my face. And I was had been pastoring for some 15 or so years at Mount Emory in Jacksonville. And I was like, God, what is going on? I said, why are we even going to church every Sunday? Why do we have to, God, I don't even feel like preaching no more. I was so angry, torn up on the inside, the way man treats man, and the disregard for life. And I just kept talking to God that week. They kept talking to him. I told him, God, I'm just mad. Hurt and broken because of what we're going through. But what God showed me, the white nationalists, the KKK, many of the MAGA crowd, they stood together. And guess what? They don't even like each other. And this is not political, so please stop trying to turn it political. This is not political. This is about love. But I began to say, God, if the world can stand together like that, why can't the church? The Bible says, how could two walk together except they agree? That does not mean that we agree on every little thing. I don't agree with everything you say. You don't agree with everything I say. But what we can agree is that Jesus is Lord. We can agree that God is still God, and He's God all by Himself. Now, we can argue all day till the cows come home about what color the carpet needs to be or what color we're going to wear for Men's Day. But blessed be the God, as long as He's sitting on the throne.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We celebrate what God is doing in another brother's life.
Yes.
As a church, we need to come together.
Yes.
We want to brag about we got the biggest membership. Guess what? I pastored for 16 years. I didn't have one sheep. They're God's sheep. He just called me to be the under shepherd to His sheep. That's what David did. Those were Jesse's sheep. And David had to tend his father's sheep. And that's what God has called us as pastors to do. That's what God called us as a congregation to do. To keep His sheep.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, one thing about sheep. They're not the smartest. Couple of y'all laugh. But you're laughing at yourself. Because you're a sheep too, ain't you? Sheep aren't that smart. Which means sheep, at one point or another, will go astray and get lost or put themselves in danger. But there is a shepherd who has a staff that when I get out of line, that when you get out of line, one thing about that staff, it ain't intended to beat me. That staff is intended to hook me. See, when I step over the line, when I get myself in hot water, see, because he said, he making me to lie down in green pastures, he leading me beside the still water. He led him by the still water, because if the water was running, the sheep wouldn't drink of the water. So he led them beside the still water. The sheep bowed his head and started sopping up that water, not aware of anything else around him. And after a while, well, this water looks good over here. And after a while, this water looks good over here. And now you find out that you're closer to Brother Collins than you are to the Lord. But he's got a staff with a hook on it. And every time you step out of line, God will throw out his staff and he'll pull you right back in to the fold. And I thank God that he didn't just care for the 99, but he went after the one, because I was the one that needed that support when I got lost. I got to go, saints. But the last thing I want to tell you is a brother's keeper protects his brother.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Jonathan didn't stop with love or support. He also protected David. Because later in the story, when Saul became jealous of David, Saul decided David had to die. Saul, hearing all of this good talk about David, not just about how David killed Goliath, but David went on into battles with the Philistines, and he was victorious. And the people started bragging about David until jealousy, an evil spirit, got into Saul. And Saul made a determination, that boy has got to die. I come to tell you today, saints, that spirit that got in Saul ain't dead today. In 2026, it's still alive and well.
Yes, sir.
In fact, it's flourishing. And where you may say, no, not in my church. What do you mean? Ain't in your church. Somebody's sitting on this side of the church because somebody else is on this side. Somebody ain't singing with the choir because I can't sing with Brother So and So. And you justify it because you say that's not in the Bible. God didn't tell us that we have to put up with this. It don't take all of that. But we justify it. Forgetting that the Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh. But to steal, some of y'all know it, some of y'all went to Sunday school. The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's coming after us. And you know what he's doing? He's trying to divide us. You know why he wants to divide us? Because he knows if he divides us, he can conquer us. Jesus himself said a divided house cannot stand. I believe my task and my responsibility here today, brethren, is to come and really tell you about my brother's keeper. Because God called us to be the head of the house.
Yes, sir.
That don't make us better than the women.
Right.
It don't make us the rulers of the women.
Yeah.
Women are not subservient to the men. That's just our role in God's divine design of the family.
Yes, sir.
And it means that we're accountable. Yeah, brothers, we are accountable. Out in Genesis chapter 3, it starts out now with the serpent. was more subtle than any beast that God created. And he went to Eve and said unto Eve, did God really say this? But when you keep reading, he tricked Eve. And then Eve offered to Adam, and Adam partook. But then when God came marching into the garden in the cool of the day, he didn't go to Eve. He didn't go to Cain or Abel. We don't know, they weren't born. But he still didn't go to them. He didn't go to the cows, the elephants, or the chickens. You know where he went? He went to Adam. You know why? Same way. I was one of eight growing up. Single parent mother growing up in the 70s in the projects. When my mama, she had to work two or three jobs to take care of us. When she was not at home, my older sisters were in charge of us. And there were certain rules that mama used to set. Nobody go outside when I'm not here. Remember that? Secondly, nobody comes in this house. And thirdly, don't do nothing while I'm not here that you would do while I'm here. If I went outside and I got hurt while I was outside, when my mama got home, yes, I was going to get in trouble for going outside. But I wasn't going to be the one in the biggest trouble. You know why? Because she left my older sisters in charge. And what am I telling you? I'm telling you, just like my big sisters, just like Adam, God is coming to us, brothers, because he left us in charge. When we start talking about, I don't know what's going on with these kids today. We didn't do that when we were kids. We didn't say stuff like that when we were kids. All I got to ask you, brothers, is who's in charge? As a child, I didn't stay in line because of my own will. It wasn't because of my own desire. So if this generation is out of order, all I'm saying is God left us in charge. If we saying that they wasn't acting that way when we were kids, we can't lay it on our parents' generation. It's on us. And some of y'all saying, I already raised my kids. And my kids know right from wrong. But my grandkids, hello, saints. God left you in charge. And you got to be in charge for the whole family. Because one day you're going to answer to God. And you're going to stand by your brother. A brother keeper protects his brother. In 1 Samuel chapter 20, Jonathan warns David of Saul's plan. He risks his own relationship with his father. In fact, he risks his own safety and life. You know why? Because a brother's keeper don't disappear when trouble shows up. No, he shows up when that trouble shows up. A brother's keeper speaks up for his brother. He stands up for his brother and he protects his brother. Because real love, saints, it's not proven when life is easy. Real love is proven when your loyalty costs you something. But here's a deeper question. How should we live like this? And why should we live like this? Why should we love people this deeply? Why should we care for one another like this? Good question. Jesus gives the answer in our thematic text today. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40, listen to the words of our Lord. God sent me through all of that to bring you right back to our theme today. And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commands hang all the law of the prophet. Jesus says this, that the entire word of God hangs on these two commands. Love God and love others. Ain't that what y'all said at the beginning?
Yeah.
Ain't that what they said? And you would think that I was in cahoots with them brothers as they wrote out this program. I ain't talked to none of them. Two commands. One, two. Love God. And love others. And when you truly love people as yourself, you become their keeper. You look out for them, saints. You stand with them. You protect them. Jonathan loved David as his own soul. Jesus says to us, love your neighbor as yourself. In 1 Samuel 18, Jonathan is simply living out the command that Jesus had later given in Matthew 22. And I think about as I go to my seat, I think about that question that Cain asked God, am I my brother's keeper? I hear the answer echoing through the pages of the scripture. Jonathan says yes when he loved David. Jonathan said yes when he gave David his robe. Jonathan said yes when he warned David about Saul's plot to kill him. But church, the greatest example of being a brother's keeper didn't happen in the palace. No, it happened on a hill called Calvary. Because one day, Jesus looked out at a world full of sinners. Sinners like you and sinners like me. He looked at a world full of broken people. A world of people who could not save themselves. And instead of asking Cain's question, Jesus himself became our keeper. They nailed him in his hands. You know, they nailed him in his feet. They placed the crown of thorns on his head. And the Bible said he hung between heaven and earth. That's not all. It says that he dropped his head in the locks of his shoulders. And guess what? He died. Didn't he die? Yes, he died. He gave up the ghost. He died because he loved his brothers. He died because he loved you and me. He died because he supported his brothers. He died because he wanted to protect us from the wages of sin, which is death. He died. Didn't he die? He died. Yes, he did. But that's not how the story is. Because bright early,
early,
Sunday morning, somebody know what happened on Sunday morning. He got up. He got up. He got up. Not some power. Not a little You know why? Because he was his brother's keeper. God bless you. God keep you as I pray.
At this time, if there's someone who would like to give their life to Jesus, to do it. If there's one, my brother, is there one, my please. This time.
Please stand.
Is there one, my brother, is there one, my sister, you would like to give your life to Jesus Christ? You may come down at this time. You may raise your hand. There's one without a church home, but you would like to connect with this church home. You can come at this time. Amen.
I looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister?
Down into
would invite you
valley,
to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Is there one? Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? You may come.
I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't
would like
find
to connect with this body of believers? Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister?
Your mercy. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
The invitation is still open. You may take a seat.
I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. I can't heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the greater than. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hands. You are healed. Redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great, nobody great as Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater than Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Hardly greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. Heaven and earth adore you, nobody.
Nobody greater.
We came to lift you up.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you. Nobody greater.
Hardly greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like the Jesus. Nobody greater than you, yeah.
Amen, amen. Let's give God a hand of praise, for truly he is worthy all the praise. There's nobody greater than Jesus. Nobody greater.
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. he's worthy to be praised. Amen.
We thank you, Reverend Stewart. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for Reverend Stewart. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Amen. Amen. We should get more amens on that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We need to be reminded of that, that we're supposed to support each other. It's not about us, our position. We should support and build each other's up. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I say amen. 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 Are we our brother's keeper? Yes, we are. Thank you, Reverend Coleman, for assisting on today. Thank you to our men's choir, all of our men of union at this time. At this time, we're going to put you in the hands of Deacon Herbert Hudson Jr. Amen.
You got to put that junior on there, man. Okay. All right. Good morning, Union Missionary Baptist Church.
Good morning.
You had a good time today.
Yes, sir.
And I want to thank everyone. I'm not going to try to thank everyone individually. I'm just going to say thank you, choir.
Amen.
I want to thank the pastor, first of all, for giving this fine young man here to come by and see us and share that very, very powerful word with us. Thank you, Reverend David Stewart.
Yeah,
I want to thank Linda Wesley.
Yeah,
she does what she does with her cookies. And we ate those cookies. I had some with a little milk. Okay. Okay, and we want to thank all of the congregation that made this a success. Not only the minister at hand, but also our visitors that came by to see us. We appreciate you too. But if I look at this right, I think I wrote everything down I was supposed to write down. And I've got here, we're missing a couple of our men because of health reasons. We want you to pray for them, that they can join us the next time. But not only them coming back to join us, but also we're going to send an invitation out to any male of age, I got to say that right, okay, to join the men's choir. We have been elevated to be here more, be up in the pews more than one time a year. Thank you for that, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Thought I'd give you a kudos, okay? All right. And with that being said, you know, this is my last tenure as being the layman's chairperson, president, whatever name, label y'all want to put on me. And I just want to thank you guys for everything over the years that you have helped me out with. Okay? And I want to say to Deacon Gay, Henry Gay over there, thank you, especially Henry Gay, because you've always been our supporter, very much a big supporter. You have been your brother's keeper, and that word is going to stick with me, man. My brother's keeper, I like that. In fact, I might even watch it twice on TV. Okay? That being said, I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the pulpit. Oh, yeah. There's one more thing. We're going to ask all the men that want to participate in taking our annual Men's Day photo, please stick around, don't disappear, and meet us up front. Okay? Okay.
Amen. Amen. Can y'all help me give Brother Eric Collins a hand clap? Amen. Amen. Y'all can do better than that. Amen.
musician Isaac Phillips in your prayers. I believe he has a cold, a flu, or something like that. But Brother Collins did step on in. Amen. 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 And let's give him another hand clap. Say we thank you. We support you. Amen. If he did fuss or anything, he didn't do it to me. Amen. Amen. I didn't hear that. He's had a smile and stepped on in. Amen. 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 And he has helped out our men's choir, and the show did go on. Amen. And we appreciate him and the other musicians who stepped in. Appreciate you so much. Amen. 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 Pastor Stewart, if you can come on, if we can everybody stand. Amen. Amen. You give your final remarks. He's ready for me to sing that song. Do you have any remarks, huh? Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, all the brothers say, all the sisters say, all the sisters say, all the sisters say, everybody say, everybody say, and now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let the entire church say together, amen.